Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the sunny sky that is really kind of a cloudy sky in other ways, and it all qualifies as a voice, a special voice of the announcer, the local announcer, who will persuade you and anybody else who needs persuading to step in and sit down or lie down or accomplish yourself in any way you might like and join us for what we happily call the food show. And it's a really simple thing. You don't have to give it much thought at all, although the more you give it, the better it gets, is to call us at 260-6368, 260-6368. Thank you for doing that. And it was, and it is here that we started doing this back in the 1930s, but I mean, no 30 years ago, more than 30 years ago. And here we are still doing it and happy to be, and would love to hear from
you. But you've never sounded so sexy, Tom. Someone told me you sound sexy with your cold germs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there are some people who get off
on
germs, I guess. It would be the only explanation for that.
Tom is down with a cold.
It's not so bad. It's cleared up a lot today. You know how you can fix a cold other than vitamin C, which is a given?
It's a force field, I tell you. It's a force field.
I will accept that.
For so many years, I didn't listen to you. And then I was desperate once, and I tried it, and it absolutely did improve. And now Mary Lee teases me that every time I start just swallowing gobs of it, even though you're not supposed to do that much, she says, Mom, what do you think? That's a force field? And the answer is, yes, it is. Well, it is.
It could well be. I mean, there's some science on
this. I'm the only one
that
isn't sick because I was just chewing that stuff nonstop.
Well, you're not supposed to swallow it. You're supposed to spit it.
No, you're not. You're supposed
to
swallow
it. If you're like,
because it doesn't really help you if you don't get it in there somehow.
Who says you got any?
Anyway, 260-6368. Moving on from the silliness, we are talking about food. As Tom said, we do not have an almanac today, which is
there. It's just you can't find it.
Strikes terror all the way down to my toes.
But you know what? Yeah, I always check the website, which is at nomenu.com, in case you're wondering. I check it every day for something or other that might have come up. I don't know who in our staff put this together in the last few days. Maybe it's been there a lot more than I thought it was.
What's that?
But there is a collection of 50, no, it's more than that. It's 75 restaurants that are going to be open on Thanksgiving Day, and it tells a bit about each one of them. And so if you're looking for a restaurant to go to on Thanksgiving Day, this has all of that info, including phone numbers and just everything you need over there. And if you want to read something from us on our website, that's the place to go, I'm telling you.
I would like to ask anyone who does call here today, just take a quick poll of the audience who's calling and to find out who is planning to be at home for Thanksgiving.
Good idea.
Or who is planning to be out at a restaurant.
Good idea. This is something we ask every year, but nobody, well, we get a lot of answers, but nothing coherent.
The fact that so many people, Tom, do you have one of your million mints anywhere?
Yes.
I have a tickle in my throat all of a sudden. Oh my gosh, is that nullifying what I just said about not having caught the cold?
No, it's in here somewhere.
Okay. Well, I need something to suck on.
Here it comes. It's coming.
Okay, good. Yeah. Tom, if you're ever with Tom and you get a tickle in your throat, you can always ask for a mint, because if there's one thing Tom has an endless supply of, it's those little mints. And except for today, of course, when he is going through every pocket and pulling everything out.
No, wait. I'm
and it's
I'm
just
on.
Getting
worse. Here we go.
Oh,
there it is.
Yay! The last mint. Yay, thank you so much.
Okay. Directamentum in sahabentum.
Okay. Anyway, this looks like one that I've given him from someplace, because every time I see a mint, I have to get some for Tom. Tom.
Thank you, by the way.
Tom tried to use me on the plane to get extra cookies, but I would have none of it because they give Cheez-Its now, which is a real weakness of mine. And the only time I ever drink a Coke or have Cheez-Its is on a plane. So when Tom tried to get extra cookies for himself by saying that I needed the cookies, I said, I don't think so.
Well, guess again, because guess what? I have scored a whole box of them.
Oh, really? Where? Who gave it to you?
Someone dropped it off.
You're
right
kidding.
Here. During any break, I will run over to my office and grab an insurance.
Thank you, kind stranger. This is Tom lives for this. Oh, was it? Well, he's the kindest of strangers. Thank you, Don. How nice of you. Well, he is a nice guy. Anyway, Don Clement is the one who did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he said that you get them at Costco. So that was so nice. Thank you so much, Don. Okay, Tom, yeah. You can stop looking for him now because you're not eating any anyway right now.
It's around here.
We have to do the show.
But it's a full box of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you
they're out there because everybody tells us that they're out there. Just like when I told you that Perugina candy was out there. You never believed me, but it was. It's everywhere. So if you are thinking about Thanksgiving, which incredibly is next week.
It isn't. It's amazing.
It's a week from Thursday.
Poof. And then it's there.
I mean, the year will be over before you know it. But anyway, Thanksgiving is a week from Thursday. So if you are going to eat at home, we'd like to know that if you call. And if you are going to a restaurant, we'd like to know that. And I'd like to kind of know what your thought process is. When you decide to go to a restaurant, what factors do you take into consideration when you make this decision? And if you do go eat out at a restaurant, do you change them from year to year? Or do you have a Thanksgiving tradition of eating in a particular restaurant every Thanksgiving?
I don't know if they take into consideration
everything.
Because Thanksgiving
is about tradition. So
it is, very much so. But you've heard me say before, I think there are three reasons people go out to eat in restaurants.
Does that apply on Thanksgiving? I mean, Thanksgiving's a special day.
It is.
So.
But it's, in this case, it wants you to go out. I mean, this is one of the reasons you go to restaurants is just to be out, to try something new in terms of edibles. And then also be with your friends.
Well, that's the number one for me. The only reason I go out.
Yeah, absolutely.
The only reason I go out is for social reasons.
Yeah.
Now, there comes a point where if the food is dreadful, then I'm going to still go out, but I'm not going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But I go out strictly for social reasons. I go out to be with the specific person that I am with when I go out.
Mm-hmm.
And it matters less where it is and doesn't matter at all what I'm eating. What matters is that I am with that person. So, anyway.
You know, that hardly ever happens to me. I wonder what the deal is there. Huh? What are you laughing about?
Because I know the answers to all these questions.
Do you?
260-6368. I just had a wonderful meal.
Tell me about it.
At Koshan, which might be my new favorite place, though it's been around for how many years now?
It was...
They're in 11 years. I think it was right after Katrina.
They were the first new restaurant of any substance that opened after the hurricane.
So it's been 11
the
years.
The number one. They get the award for that.
Okay. Actually, 12 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Close enough.
It was delicious. I am totally hooked on those little buns. Those little rolls, they're killer.
Mm-hmm.
They're absolutely killer. And I just had, I think, maybe the best gumbo ever.
Yeah? What color was it?
Brown. It was dark brown. There was no taste of extra smoke or burned roux. It was sheer perfection. It was an $8 bowl of bliss.
An $8
bowl of bliss.
Of bliss. This almost sounds like the title of a book.
Hmm.
For, you know, some Cajuns who were out in the bayou and they got some crawfish.
It was that good.
Well, then you got something.
And then I made the mistake of getting the wedge salad with it, which I have to say is peculiar.
The salad or just the way they do it?
The way they do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, a wedge salad, you have certain expectations of whatever it is that you order based on things of that name that you have had previously. So a wedge salad should contain the following things. Bacon,
mm-hmm.
blue cheese, lettuce, iceberg, and...
Did you know there used to be...
A dressing.
There used to be a book, not a book, an article about
tomatoes
restaurants.
Tomatoes sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Purple onions sometimes. Go ahead.
You know, it's one of those times when...
You start something and can't get out of it? Okay.
Yeah. I admit it when it happens.
So, this one had, first of all, an unusual blue cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It had an unusual, I couldn't even tell where the dressing was. But mostly, on top of the wedge was a pile of herbs.
Uh-huh.
And other greens.
The ones that have the red
like
veins
fresh
and
dill.
The green. You know, that always puzzles me. You know, they have leaves of various greens, and then they have red veining through it. You know what? I've always thought that's
usually,
a little peculiar about that.
Yeah, beet greens or something. Anyway, it had like a handful of fresh mint on it. Which, you know, I like mint.
Yeah,
I do.
Me too.
I like mint. I like mint in tea. I don't seek it out, but it doesn't offend me when I see it. I like mint in savory dishes that usually have some sort of Middle Eastern flair to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a friend who makes a couscous.
Couscous.
Mm-hmm.
Couscous.
With mint in it, or quinoa.
A lot of people who live in this part of the world hear the words that you just gave.
Yeah.
And they figure, well, this must be everywhere because, you know, if it's called couscous, that's a classic worldwide dish, isn't it, from all over South America and all. And it turns out that's a different kind of couscous.
Hot boudin. Cold couscous.
Exactly.
Come on,
right.
Tigers.
You nailed it right.
That's what people around here know of that. Anyway.
Yeah.
So this was too much mint. It was
the mint that I gave you?
No, that's a great mint because it's keeping my little throat tickling down. Now I don't know what you're going to do when you need a mint, Tom, but...
Well, I've got about another 300 of them.
At least. That is no joke, folks. At least 300 of them stashed somewhere, either on his person, in his car, or in his office. Anyway, but I'm glad to have had the last one on your person. Thank you. It really saved my throat. So... it was a handful of mint. It was not chopped mint. It was just like if you grabbed a handful of mint off the tree,
mm-hmm.
rinsed it off, and dropped it on top of this salad, that's what you'd have. Not a fan. Not a
no.
fan. But that was the only thing that I found disappointing there so far. Since it's my new favorite place, I'll sort of keep reporting on it.
Mm.
Anyway, that was cochon.
Cochon. I was about to ask you what,
yes.
but that's the
we
one.
We sat outside. There were only a few tables outside. I love the other room, the second room. Like, there's the original room with all that goofy furniture. And then, which is normally the kind of furniture I would like, except for some reason I don't like it. But the second room is gorgeous. It backs up onto, I think it's, is it Diamond Street? I'm not sure, but it's
Yeah, it is. It's Diamond. This funny thing about Diamond Street.
It just runs for a block.
It just runs for a block, but it's a double screen.
Right, yeah, with a big neutral ground.
Yeah,
front.
A big neutral ground and
anyway,
a small...
Anyway, it's on the corner of Diamond.
Right.
And I guess Chapatoulas, maybe? Yeah, Chapatoulas.
Yeah.
And so that's a beautiful room, and I wanted to sit there, but it turned out that it was not open today for some reason. So we wound up sitting outside.
The bastards.
And I freaked when I got there because everyone there had a lanyard with credentials for their convention, and I thought, wow. Oh my gosh, this is going to take forever to get a table, but it didn't at all. 260-6368 is the number. We will be back.
We're just getting started, yeah.
After a few messages, you're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD.
Oh, welcome back. It's the second course of the food show here on 105.3 FM HD2. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Mary Ann is here. Can I give them your surname as well?
Sure.
Fitzmaurice, that would be... Mary Ann Fitzmaurice.
Thank you, Tom.
Is that it? Really?
That is it. Yeah, absolutely. Look at this picture of Emeril.
Oh.
Wait a minute. My goodness. I'm looking at this. Tom has this stash of things in a cabinet in here, which is where he went to go and get the
Biscotti.
No, it's not Biscotti.
Oh, Biscotti. No, you're right.
Biscotti.
You're right.
And came out with a couple of old editions of the New Orleans menu when it was a booklet.
Yep.
This was some of your best work, I think.
That's what our...
It's absolutely a work of art. But anyway,
says.
You have an article in here, The Living Legends of New Orleans Dining, circa 1996. And Jill Rouse is one of the first ones you have. Do you remember Miss Jill?
I sure do.
Brennan's was in the news last week for having named a new chef. And for Slade Rushing going to London, and it's funny that you have Miss Jill in here because she was at Brennan's forever, right?
Yeah, they named a salad for her.
Oh, is that right? What's it called?
Believe it or not, it's her
Miss Jill.
Miss Jill.
The Miss Jill salad.
Yeah.
Is it still on the menu?
As far as I know, it is.
Really?
Well, I don't know the old. The new Brennan's, I don't know whether they would have kept that or not.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I wouldn't get my heart up for it, but they might well have it.
You can barely recognize Emeril by this picture. He looks
really?
So different now. Yes. Anyway, I'm going to just keep thumbing through this as time goes on. So I asked the question when we first sat down about Thanksgiving.
Yes, big, big issue.
When you choose a restaurant for Thanksgiving... What factors come into play for you to make that decision?
Mm-hmm.
And if you choose not to go to a restaurant on Thanksgiving and you stay home, I basically would like a count of people who call up here to announce if they're going to be going out for Thanksgiving or staying in for Thanksgiving. I was thinking about something today. Since we're going to do a very smallish Thanksgiving. Oh, I want to say this before I forget.
Oh.
We got the woman called yesterday looking for the turkey.
The turkey, right.
That would be just essentially a prepared turkey breast.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me forever to understand what she was asking for. Because she had seen it on an Ina Garten episode. And what it was a roulade. Don't argue with me, Doug. It was a roulade. All right. So I looked at the picture because she sent a piece from the Food Network. It was, something that goes along with the show. And it was the episode. And a picture of what is called, because the episode is called the Turkey Tuscan Roulade.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what it looked like to me? It looked like a porchetta.
Hit on something really
good. A porchetta.
Good.
You know, I'm going to say this right now because I said yesterday that there should never, ever be a rolled meat, in my opinion. This is only my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot about porchetta. I have a porchetta thing, just like I have a fish and chips thing. It's an obsession with a particular item that you can eat. And I definitely admit to one for fish and chips. But, I've never had porchetta. I see it in Rome, and I've only seen it on one menu here, and it was at John Besh's La Provence when he had it about 4 years ago.
It fit right in.
And I should have gotten it then, although it somehow loses something in the translation if it's not on a street in Rome. But anyway, porchetta is what I saw when I looked at the turkey roulade. So I wish her luck with that. It was beautiful. I could see why she wants to do it. And she'll just have to go and get it from one of those prepared meat markets. Remember the turducken craze?
Oh, goodness sake. I kept fighting against
it
for years.
Is there such a thing still?
Oh,
sure. Are people still doing turduckens?
Oh, absolutely. Every year at this time, the guys who make those, as well as smoking turkeys and
I actually kind of think it's a good idea, Tom.
It's an interesting idea.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had one, but I could see where you could really kind of like it. Anybody ever
do
a turducken themselves? No.
No?
No, because we're having a turkey done by Joe at Impastato's.
We are?
Mm-hmm.
He does them for a lot of people.
Yeah, he's doing them for my sister. Yeah.
That's where
we're going.
Oh, well,
so we're going to have that turkey.
Because they know
maybe she'll
one
be
another.
Kind enough to share us some of the carcass. What,
you Doug? Know, you can get just a turkey breast frozen. That's wait. Just the breast.
Wait, what is
at
this?
Any store? Turkey
yeah.
breast.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
And use that
for the roulade.
No, for the taco.
I'm going to show you the picture, Doug. It is a roulade.
Well, what about bracciolone?
Bracciolone.
That's a roulade.
Bracciolone.
That's disgusting, in my opinion, especially with the hard-boiled eggs in the middle of it. That's ugh. Anyway, I stick to my original thesis that meats should not be rolled. I do, like I say, when I saw the picture that someone sent us, I said, oh, my gosh, that's porchetta. And I do make an exception for porchetta. One of these days, I'm actually going to have one. Anyway.
You just talked about not liking rolled up.
Right. Or fish. Oh, it's even worse if you roll up fish. That is the worst thing.
Exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah.
I think rolled up fish, you
is
guarantee
the worst. It's
in
the worst.
Advance that it just becomes totally boredom.
Yeah. It's the worst. Anyway, if you do a turducken, though, I would kind of like to know about that. If you also are one of these people who, you know, there was a time, maybe 20 years ago, when turducken was the rage.
It certainly
is. It only here? Was it? Is this like an obsession here?
Pretty much. I remember
we
were.
Has anyone ever had a turducken anywhere else? Go ahead. What?
Other than in New Orleans?
Yeah.
I'll bet you there are a few people out there doing just for
fun. Wasn't it Chef Paul that started the craze?
Chef Paul was into it a lot. I know that he sold a lot of them, but I wouldn't make that his signature dish or anything.
Well, no, of course not, but I think he did kind of start the turducken phenom.
Yeah, he certainly was
really
in the middle.
And it really was exactly that, a phenom.
Somebody tell me the name of the guy who used to be on Chef Paul's radio and TV show for a long time.
Chef Paul.
And he there was this
another guy with him.
Yeah, he worked. They knew one another.
Not Chef Buster. Buster was it?
It was Paul Prudhomme who invented the turducken.
It was
in the 1970s. As a matter of fact.
1970s. Mm.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, but the trademark was only done in 1986. Yeah. As a matter of fact.
Yeah, so, I knew it. I knew it was like an 80s, 90s thing.
Hmm. The trademark, not the actual turducken.
Yeah, right. But the turducken phenom lasted, I would say.
It's still going on.
No, not really. Nobody ever really talks about a turducken anymore.
No, not here anymore because it's passé. But if you roll across the country, you will be seeing more and more of them.
You do think it's moving?
Oh, absolutely.
And if you go to Cajun country or anywhere in between Cajun country and, say, Baton
wait a minute.
Rouge.
Wait. Does this mean that we in New Orleans were the first with something?
Absolutely. This was right here in River City.
Well, we're never first with anything, so we can claim that we were the first with a turducken.
Let's fail something to make it even.
a turducken. Is anybody still stuffing their bird? I'm going to tell you something.
My
son's mother-in-law is a terrific cook. I mean, she's really good.
Is she the one with the really great kitchen?
Well, it's big.
No, I'm trying.
It was just redone to the tune of $100,000, but I wouldn't have done it that way.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's definitely the person you're thinking
about.
But
anyway,
I'm thinking
she
about.
Is a fantastic cook.
She is.
And I didn't think that anyone was putting anything in a bird anymore because, you know, the health concerns and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, you moved away from that. I don't think we ever did it because it was already kind of talked about when we started doing Thanksgiving. And you used to stuff a bird with onions, celery, oranges, lemons. What else?
I don't know. None of that is familiar
to me. Some rosemary and some parsley. And all that went into the cavity of the bird. And we never did have just like stuffing falling out of the bird.
That's
so then,
what I don't like.
Okay, but you know what? It's delicious.
Yeah.
And when Jude's mother-in-law has Thanksgiving, she goes fooey to that. And she stuffs the bird with her dressing. And it was just like, it was divine to actually, it was like the, you know, the kid in Ratatouille. When he tastes the ratatouille and it takes him back to his childhood. That's what happened when I went to Joanne's Thanksgiving and it was coming out of the bird. We'll be back. We're going to take a break. 260-6368. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Hello. Welcome back. You have wandered into the food show some kind of way. And we'd love to talk with you about the whole scene of eating, drinking, restaurants, cooking, wine. All of that comes together on our program. And whatever you want to talk about that you have really enjoyed or are looking for something that isn't quite
let's
present.
Let's go to Jim.
Let's talk to Jim.
The gourmet quantum mechanic.
Quantum mechanic. This is a physics expression, I'm pretty sure. Is that true, Jim?
Yes, it is.
So we're talking about quantum mechanics. That's physics all the way.
No. I just caught the tail end of your discussion about the turducken.
Yeah.
And about whether it was national or not. And as I remember it, I think what really got it national attention is that there's a professional football game on every Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the person behind that was a very famous broadcaster named John Madden. And what he did is, at the end of the game, he had a turkey with six legs. And he would give a turkey leg to the best ball players. And I'm pretty sure he started using a turducken for that turkey with the six legs.
Interesting.
I didn't know that at all.
That's how I recalled it. You know, it's been a few years, but he's
still around. Is he still doing? Is he still doing any of that?
No, but what he has done, he had a game based on football. It was sort of a video game, and it was called Madden. And it just made him, tens of millions of dollars selling that game. It's one, and it still is very, very popular. And so and he hated to fly.
Yes,
he
I know.
Petrified.
Oh, I remember him. He liked taking trains.
He had a nice bus. Bus.
He had this big bus.
Yeah.
And he would go from game to game in this big bus all decorated with Madden. And depending upon, he'd always pick a football player as to be on the cover of his game. And it was a great honor for a professional football player to be on the cover of the Madden football game. So.
Now, are you one of those guys that sits in the living room watching football all Thanksgiving?
I'm sorry, because I'm watching football, what?
The entire day of Thanksgiving? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. I may watch it depending upon who's playing, but we have our whole family there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my wife would throw me in the bay if I sat at a chair and watch two football games or three, whatever they have.
Yes. We can always tape them. That's the good thing about it, although it's not the same as watching live for sure. How many people are you having at the house for Thanksgiving?
Oh, let's see. I've got 2, 4, 6, 12, 15, 16, 17.
All right. That's a nice,
big load.
That's a very manageable, wonderful, just perfect number. That's not too many and not too few. What's your star dish?
What is what?
The star?
It's a turkey, but my wife makes an incredible oyster dressing.
Okay.
I can just
taste it.
And it's ground pork, oysters, very little breadcrumbs.
There you go.
And I don't know what else she puts in it, but it's addictive.
It's Thanksgiving to you. And I'm sure she doesn't stuff a seafood thing in a turkey, right? So she's not stuffing the bird.
Let's hope not.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's all served separately.
Okay.
Yeah, and do you serve it in one of those puff pastries that you can stuff all the stuffing in and then shove in the oven? Or not?
Well,
apparently not.
She cooks her turkey a little different. So the night before Thanksgiving, she puts it in the oven, I don't know, 235 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it just cooks for hours and hours.
Hmm.
But slow.
Yeah.
And it's just great.
A roast turkey is a wonderful thing.
With that meal.
Yeah, a roast turkey is a wonderful thing. All right, thank you for calling,
Jim. That was
interesting. Appreciate it.
And if I don't call back, y'all have a real happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you very much.
You too, and all of your guests. All right, 260-6368. What, Tom?
I'm fascinated by the fact that they had this guy. What was his name? The football play,
John Madden.
John Madden.
Uh-huh.
I kind of knew who he was.
I'm shocked, and you ought to be because I don't hardly ever. Just goes to show you how he's
But how they used to talk about the fact that he didn't fly.
Right.
He would, and I thought one of my fellow travelers, another one of the
guys. No, he's not a train guy. He has big, sumptuous bus.
Doesn't like trains after all.
He had a big, but he has a big bus. I mean, he's still around.
Now, the reason that he got his first turducken was that the game was down here in the city. And Paul Prudhoe made that turducken for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that came to be.
The tradition got started.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So did he then have a turducken sent to him wherever he went after that?
That I'm not sure about, whether he had a turducken sent to him or just had a six-legged turkey.
Yeah, six-legged turkey. I was about to say, you know, those are hard to find these days.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they've probably always been hard to find. So I'm thinking that since our Thanksgiving is going to in no way resemble any other Thanksgiving that we've had, appropriate that I make some sort of menu changes.
Yeah. Like?
Well, I was thinking that, you know, there's this casserole that I used to really like growing up.
Mm-hmm.
It was when artichokes and breadcrumbs became sort of well known. And I think that was done. Actually, I don't know when that was done. But anyway, back in the 70s, 80s, we used to have a casserole made of chopped, not very chopped, but quartered and then maybe a little bit more chopped. So very chunky artichoke hearts. And that was covered with Parmesan cheese, and I do mean covered, garlic, breadcrumbs and a lot of olive oil on that. And then it was layered, and you did the same thing over again. And when it all got to the end, you had a layer of breadcrumbs on top with drizzled olive oil.
Was this the
kind
of...
And this was baked.
I was about to say, and probably most likely with some kind of seafood, right? Well, of course, you mentioned it.
No, it was all by itself. It was casserole all by itself.
Oh, well, I heard
So I'm thinking of doing that again, because there's not going to be that many people there. And I feel motivated to do something a little bit different this year.
Why
I'm
not
going to be making any of the fantastic amounts of appetizers that I used to, because it's just not going to be that many people there.
But you will have macaroni and cheese, will you not?
That is a given, Tom.
Yeah. This is something I've learned over
the years.
There
will always be a macaroni and cheese at Thanksgiving in a Cannell family tradition. 260-6368, we're talking about turduckins and Thanksgiving. You know, we just got finished packing and unpacking. And so I'm going to do a visual analogy.
Mm-hmm.
So you start packing, and then you remember something else, and you put it on top. And then you remember something else, and you smush it down. You smush it down. You keep smushing it down. So I threw out, when we sat down, I threw out the topic of whether or not you were going to a restaurant for Thanksgiving or staying at home, and what factors contributed to your decision to go to whatever the restaurant is that you have decided to go to. Mm-hmm. Then I asked the question, do you go to the same place over and over again? Then I asked people to call and tell us if they stayed home or went to a restaurant. And then I've asked about a turducken. And I'm trying to think of anything else, but it's like I keep stacking things, questions, none of which ever get answered, you know.
Oh, well, we got to take care of that.
But I am still throwing out questions for people to answer if they would like. And also say that you can, you know, talk about anything you want to when you call the food show. 260-6368. So I would like to know, if you're staying home for Thanksgiving or if you're going out, why you chose wherever it is that you chose to go out. And what is the star dish? I asked that one. And does anyone remember turducken? Is anyone still doing a turducken? You know, I grew up in a home where they always had a roast turkey. There was always a gigantic roast turkey.
Not fried.
Also, another one of those questions is, do you stuff your turkey still, despite all of the freakish warnings about health issues? Do you still persist in stuffing a turkey?
Mm.
And I was absolutely delighted to see that Jude's mother-in-law does do that. And it was like going back in time. Anyway, we will not be there for Thanksgiving. We will be at our own Thanksgiving here, and the turkey will be coming from Joe Impastato, and it will be another enormous turkey.
Mm-hmm.
But
will there be a ham?
Yes. Aren't you doing a ham, Tom?
Well,
you always
do
a ham.
I was hoping.
Plus, everybody likes the leftovers for the ham. So, yeah, I think that there definitely will be.
For those who might never have heard about it, if I ever die or become...
I think you probably will.
If I ever become famous for anything in the land of cooking, it will be the root beer
glazed. Well, you're already famous for that.
Well, for those who might not have seen it before.
Okay. The root beer glazed ham is pretty fabulous, I have to say.
It gets little kids to eat itself.
It's I don't know, you're
a typical child.
Last year was a little bit not as good as usual. We have to pay a little more attention to that. And that's probably because last year, and I don't even remember why this was, but last year you did the ham. Why did you do that? You did the ham, or maybe it was not... It was not last year's Thanksgiving. It was last July when we had the big party and Jude was in town, and we did it from my sister's house. So it was not the same as if you did it from home. So hopefully when you do it from home again, it will look the same way.
Where I'm ready
to go.
Where it
has that really, really crusty, black, almost lacquered shell. And it's absolutely superb.
Well, what used to happen, I'm sure still does happen, is that you roast this and smoke it, too, and it's got a bunch of things going
on. No, not on the ham.
Not smoking, you're
right. Not the ham.
And you would get this very fine texture of the outside of the ham. And you would think, and it was black as could be, and you would think that especially a kid would look at that and say, oh, who wouldn't want to eat that? Because it was so outrageous, this dark, dark coating. But that's what everybody likes. And now that's what the little kids get first. As a matter of fact, they clean me out sometimes.
It's almost glass. It looks very glass-like.
It looks like it would be bulletproof, too.
So I promised my little grandnephew that I would make a little tiny Halloween candy pie for him.
Oh, I'll be happy to do that for him.
No, not you.
No? Okay.
Last year, I tried to make Halloween candy pie for all the Halloween candy I had left, and my little grandnephew was the only one that was interested in it. And so I was talking to his mom as he was on his way to school the other day. And after we hung up, I was on speaker. And after we hung up, she texted me and said that as soon as I hung up, he wanted to know if I was bringing Halloween candy pie to Thanksgiving. So I told his mother I'd make him a little one because it was kind of a failure. It didn't work so well. What I tried to do was melt down all the Halloween candy and mix it with like a whipped cream and make a mousse, but it didn't have the right texture. So not a success, but if you're a kid and all you like is sugar, then that works. That definitely works. You know what I think I might try to do this year as a dessert is, I hope Molly Kimball is not listening or anyone that knows Molly Kimball is not listening.
Molly, if you're listening, call us right now. We'd love to hear
from you. So I'm going to go ahead and use the recipe for those delicious peanut butter cups that were at the party because they were made with fake sugar, which I'm absolutely opposed to.
Fake sugar.
But she said that what she did was she melted the chocolate and then froze it or something. I'm going to have to look at the recipe again. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get peanut butter and make my own peanut butter, you know, at Fresh Market. Well, no, you just like put the peanuts in at Fresh Market or something and you grind it up yourself. So I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to do the 72% dark chocolate from Trader Joe's that I use for everything and melt that down and then layer the peanut butter in that and then put the chocolate on top and see if that works. And if it does, then I will have a peanut butter cup that I've made myself that I can feel good about eating. Because it doesn't have any sugar at all in it. It's just got the whatever sugar is in the cocoa, which is, you know, still something, but not as much as... It doesn't have to be that sweet, in other words. For me, anyway, it doesn't have to be that sweet. So I may try that for Thanksgiving. If you have any grand schemes for Thanksgiving, give us a call. I just put something else in the packing of the suitcase, just another thing out there that no one's going to call about.
Well, you never can tell.
260-6368 is the number. We are talking about, you know, as usual, nothing at all, but it does have a food theme anyway.
You stop me if this is depressing or anything like that.
Okay.
I don't think it will be. When I remember...
Okay, stop.
I remember the first Thanksgiving that I did not go to because I didn't have anybody to go to. And I'm not after that, please. I wound up having Thanksgiving in some sort of chain restaurant. I don't even remember what it was.
Is that true? I don't even think. I've heard that story, and I've heard all of your stories at least 100 times.
My first guess would be New Orleans hamburger. Oh, no. Ooh, excuse me.
But that's a good witness to
start
the
commercial off with. Well, the one I was thinking of, the pancake.
You went,
And
oh, Tom.
Anyway, the waffle, it was not the Waffle House. It was a local company.
And, Doug goes there every year. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, I went to that, and then I wound up going to another one. And at neither one could I get a table for anything less than about an hour.
And wait, there were people waiting for an hour at a place like that?
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were they
still do exist, but we don't see them quite
wow.
as well. But I went to that, and I had a family and everything. There was no reason I shouldn't have gone over there.
I was wondering about that.
I had no idea why I didn't. To this day, I don't. But the... boredom could be a good one, and then a friend of mine in the business told me, "What are you doing that for? Get over here." And then had Thanksgiving dinner not with my family, and there was no reason for that to go that way. To this day, I don't understand. But anyway, all right, enough of that. I told you, I those exact words.
Oh my gosh. 260-6368 is the number. Please save us from stuff like this. Give us a call. We are talking about Thanksgiving, and yesterday we talked a little bit about Thanksgiving, but it's a really big American holiday, so we can talk about it a few days in a row.
Sure we can.
I'm thinking of new projects. I mean, it is. See, the Thanksgiving that we're going to have this year is almost as sad as the one you just described. Not because it really is, because it's really not. It's just that it's. I remember the good old days where we had so many people that that I had a reason to do all of my failed Martha Stewart decorating projects.
Oh, no.
But I don't have all that anymore because it's just a small group of people, and we're not even going to be home this year. So.
Well, there's all kinds of things that get to the point of not being in the eye of people who might be there.
I always cook for the neighbor, too.
That's a good
idea.
And
I'm going to cook enough and bring some to her before we go off.
You know, the lady across the street from me, don't you?
Or, yes, yeah? I do.
She's one of those. She doesn't.
She comes to our house usually.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Oh. Now you got me.
There's so
now
many people at the house. Tom doesn't even know who's there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's going to be, like I said, a very interesting and different Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So if you are changing your plans, or I would just kind of like to know what your
don't have any plans at all.
Thoughts are. Yeah. Well, I would imagine everybody's got some sort of plan for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's a week out.
Yeah, call us, and we'll
260-6368.
Give you some ideas.
Questions on the table that you will ignore are you going to a restaurant? Are you staying at home? I want to poll on that. If you're home or in a restaurant. If you are going to a restaurant, what is the criteria by which you judge and select your restaurant? If you are staying at home, what is your star dish there? And do you now, or have you ever, done a turducken?
Mm-hmm.
And if you do not do turducken anymore, why did you stop doing turducken? I mean, let's face it, it's a phase. It was a phase. Is anybody still doing it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.